You would have to put him ahead of Caleb Williams, even though Caleb Williams was taken first. I think Williams has the potential, and Nix has what he did in his first year, and May is sort of halfway in between. I think, look, everybody agrees this is a really talented guy, and if you keep him upright behind a better offensive line, and I mean, all they have to do is go to average, right? They don't have to be a great offensive line. It's just a huge step forward just to go to average. You're going to see a better performance.
Final hour, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We're taking you up until 2 o'clock. WEEI afternoons take over at that point. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ball. So stay tuned for it. We also have the clip du jour and grab bag coming for you. Grab bag about 25 minutes from now at 1:30. Reminder, you can also stream WEEI anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. That was Aaron Schatz.
Schatz.
He was on the Greg Bedard podcast. And, well, he said something. He said something I agree with. That you disagree with. He's like, well, if you're looking at the second-year QBs, Drake May comes in ahead of Caleb Williams after Bo Nix, based on what we saw on the field last year. And you're furrowing your brow.
I am furrowing my brow.
It's furrowed.
It's definitely furrowed.
Is that a reaction to the bee sting? I'm not sure. That was intentional,
dude,
right?
I'm still fighting this thing. It's okay. Growing. The rash is like taking up most of my small form.
Well, stop touching it.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
It's like my kid with a mosquito bite. Yeah. It's like, stop itching.
It hurts when I do this. Stop doing that, maybe.
Leave it alone.
So, now, I'm also pro Drake May, but it's going to sound like I'm not.
Yeah, no, well, you're less pro than some of us. Me.
So last year,
Schatz.
And maybe some of the other guys like Drake May more going into the year, which I like you.
Yep.
So that's fine. I'm not saying Caleb Williams, proved that he's way better than Drake May or the Bears got the pick right or anything like that. No. The only guy that did that was Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels
clear cut,
showed up dominant,
as
nasty.
Of today, yeah. Not a debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bo Nix, a little bit more of a debate, but if you're looking at team success, like Bo Nix is way ahead of Drake May and Caleb Williams. But last year, Drake May started 12 games, mm-hmm. got hurt in two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Williams started all 17 games. Caleb Williams actually won.
He probably got hurt in a ton of them. But
probably played
through it, to his credit.
Pride also was shattered.
Yeah.
But he won 5 games. Drake May won 1. Drake May went.
Who was Drake May's win against?
Caleb Williams.
Okay. Just checking.
Okay. So it's all about head-to-head.
Well, no,
so,
I'm just saying. That's I wouldn't leave that out.
So he threw. Caleb Williams threw more touchdowns and fewer interceptions than Drake May. And yet it sounds like, well, like Drake May proved he's better than Caleb Williams. I'm like, I don't think so. I think both guys proved that they were like most rookie quarterbacks. They had high games, they
agreed.
Had low games, they had few in between. Did a lot of stuff to clean up.
Did Caleb Williams exceed not even meet his preseason hype, the expectations?
He, as the number one pick, was below expectations.
Yeah, what about Drake?
I think the team was bad. Luckily, he got a lot of excuses for how bad they were, but in reality, Chicago fired their coordinator in season, fired mm-hmm. their head coach, just like the Patriots did.
Yep.
And maybe some of his weapons that we thought at the beginning of the year were so great, maybe that we overrated them a little bit. I think Drake May gets a lot of excuses, and I think all the excuses are also facts. Like, I think he had trash around him and sort of led him to that. But I don't know, on a week-to-week basis, you know, he's throwing picks at the end of games, he's fumbling the ball, and you're like, for sure better than Caleb Williams. I'm like, I don't know. I don't see it that way.
Well, I don't know if it's for sure better, but I would say May exceeded expectations. I think Williams did not meet expectations. I also, to your point, I preferred May coming into the draft over Williams. So the real story here,
I think that's a big part.
The real story is we're both
dug in on
our
bad
takes. We're both just dug in on our... Exactly. You haven't changed your mind. I haven't changed my mind. We're just a couple of stubborn SOBs.
But I think we'll both admit...
Is the real takeaway.
We'll both admit, though, whatever side of that argument you're on, neither guy... It's not like a knockout.
No.
You can still make your case, and like you go around it. You can point to stuff that makes Caleb Williams or Drake May look better. You can point to stuff that makes them look worse.
Do you agree on the Knicks portion of the Schatz insight there?
That he's better than both?
Yeah.
Yeah, right now he is. Yeah, right now he is.
Did you like Knicks better than May? I know you love Knicks. Did you like him better than May?
No, so that was a weird one where at 3 overall, I wouldn't have taken Knicks. But my plan, my perfect scenario plan, and this could blow up down the road, before Bo Nix's stock took off, I thought you could draft Marvin Harrison and get Bo Nix.
And then get Knicks.
So that was sort of threading the needle, but that's what I wanted. But no, in a vacuum, I think Drake May is better than Knicks. Knicks went to a good spot. And he probably overachieved because I think a lot of people thought he was a bust. There's a lot of people that thought, like, oh, that he's drafted way too high. How stupid was that?
I was one of those for sure. Yeah, I didn't like Bo Nix in the pre-draft process. I still don't really love him, but I acknowledge he had a good rookie year.
So
sure.
I think this is one where...
So did Mac, by the way.
But yeah. I think, good point. But I think from one year, if you're putting a ton of stock into just what all these guys did as rookies, I would go Daniels 1, Bo Nix 2.
If they don't win, I heard Curtis and Scheim arguing about this. I was just reminded by the Twitch chat. If they don't win games this year, does that mean Drake May? We have questions about him big picture. Does that mean the team, I think the word Wiggy used this morning, it's a failure if they win 7 games. Say they win 7 games.
Yeah, I don't think that's a failure.
Okay, I also don't think that's a failure of a season.
I have them going over, but I don't think that's from you know.
And let me see how it looks,
three
too.
Wins.
Were they... 5-2 and then fell off a cliff or something like that. You know, like, let me see how it actually looks. But I wouldn't say it's a failure. I'd be a little disappointed. I wouldn't go as far as a failure. If they win 7 games, is it fair to have big questions about Drake May and whether or not he's the guy going into year 3? I think that's definitely fair.
I think not to avoid answering the question, but it's also how it looks.
How he looks.
You know, not only how he looks, but can we put to bed some of the other excuses that he had from a year ago? Like, I think this year you're already like, whether you like Josh McDaniels or not, he's still a real NFL play caller. He's not a guy that was just a QB coach for 20 years, like friend of the show, Alex Van Pelt.
Yep.
So you're like, all right, I crossed that one off. Mike Vrabel, real head coach, competent head coach, should know about clock management. Put him to the side.
Yep.
So like, Gerard, it's already an improvement there. He's not going to get the excuse like, well, look at his dumb head coach. I don't think we're going to say that at any point.
Or his play caller or the guy working with him individually.
Right.
I think we can put those to the side.
However,
the talent's still a question.
If Will Campbell plays guard and if Steph Diggs like re-aggravates his injury, doesn't play, then you're like, well, this goes back to the Phil Perry list we were talking about the protection, playmakers, all that around him still going to be pretty poor. So if he wins 7 games and his leading receiver is Pop Douglas, you might say, oh, this guy's pretty good. Like, this guy's kind of taking what he has and getting something out of it. Or Will Campbell is like, you know, first team all rookie. Steph Diggs is healthy the whole time. And we still have some issues. Drake May still turn the ball over. Then you're like, oh, okay.
Well, so.
Because you are looking for a big year 2 jump.
Knowing that the arrow is pointing towards a Steph Diggs return week 1. And I just didn't think he was going to be out there week 1. I thought he'd be on a similar timeline to Bourne from a year ago. Maybe back by week 5 against Buffalo.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd be ready week 1. He's not on PUP. We found that out over the weekend. He is trending towards a week 1 return. We'll see if it actually happens, but even I will acknowledge that. And I've been very resistant to counting on 17 games from Diggs.
He should be at camp like us day 1, Wednesday.
We will be there Wednesday. He should be there. I don't know if he'll be a full participant at that point, but that's one of the things we'll be watching for. That's another. If Diggs is out there 17 games, then I'm going to feel even more strongly. If they win only 7 games this year, I'll have some questions about May going into year 3. But I agree with what you're talking about, Keith. You mentioned those Perry quarterback situation tiers,
which slash rankings,
which are also a ranking.
Yeah,
it's
not a bad idea. Should we? No, it's too much work. I was going to say, should we start ranking within the tiers?
Yes.
Nah.
Yes.
It makes the graphic tough. The graphic right now is pretty snappy.
No, it is, but we can still. I like to argue, are you towards the top of your tier or the back of your tier?
Okay.
I like to argue that.
Sure.
Which really, at the end of the day, kind of is a ranking.
It's just rankings.
But.
That's all that is.
I do like that. Phil Perry used the very famous 3P ranking.
Peter, Paul, Prince.
To give you the quarterback situations, it is playmakers.
Yeah, no doubt.
Play callers. And protection.
Protection.
Yep. That is what they are. The Patriots were 31st in the playmaker ranking.
That's tough.
11th in the play caller ranking.
Might be
and
high.
24th in the protection ranking. All that
nets, averages out to right where the protection puts them.
All that nets out to tied for 24th with the New York Giants. Second to last tier, because he ranked and tiered.
Yeah, so they are above some teams. Like, so there are quarterbacks, according to Phil, in a worse position than Drake May.
Yep, the team's in a worse spot because, again, they're tied with the Giants, are the Steelers, Saints, Jets, Panthers, Texans, Seahawks, Titans. Those are the teams in a worse spot. The quarterbacks that are – not the quarterbacks are worse.
Yeah.
The quarterbacks are in a worse spot based on their playmakers.
So basically –
play callers.
Protection.
And protection.
So if C.J. Stroud makes the playoffs again, you could argue that he's doing more with less than anybody else.
Apparently doing more with less than Drake May. Yeah.
So Drake May.
Same thing with Aaron Rodgers.
Right, there you go. So Drake May, based on this. I finally, after 3 hours, have come up with something.
Okay, good.
So
good.
Drake May is in a better spot than C.J. Stroud. So if you think Drake May is really good, he should probably get a lot out of the team because C.J. Stroud's been able to do it every year.
So that's how I feel about it. You know, and it doesn't mean, you know, they have to make the playoffs. But if they win 7 games, going into year 3, we should have big questions about Drake May. When is he going to do it? Josh Allen won 10 games in his second year. And his leading receiver wasn't Diggs. They didn't have Diggs yet. His leading receiver was John Brown and Cole Beasley. These are who he was throwing the football to that year. That's not that different than where the Patriots are at. Text line says, so everything has to be perfect around Drake May. I don't think we're saying that at all.
No.
I expect him to win 9 games this year with what they have around him.
And I also don't want the excuses, and I don't think you're going to get as many of them this year. I was just suggesting like the doomsday scenario where you don't have a left tackle and you don't have a number one receiver, and we're just talking about that again. But I think the coach and the play caller and the offensive line, is even if the offensive line's not very good, it's going to be better than it was a year ago. So, no, he shouldn't have that. And I hope that he eventually becomes one of those guys that's on that list of put him anywhere and he's going to get the most out of him. You know, not that Josh Allen would put the Patriots in the Super Bowl, but you know he'd get every last win out of them. So would Lamar. So would Mahomes. There's probably not a ton of those guys.
No.
Right? So if you got to probably be a top, I don't know, 8-10 quarterback. Maybe even 6. Like, it might even be a smaller list that can really go anywhere.
Herbert had a lot more around him year 2, but even Herbert had a winning record in year 2.
Yeah.
They missed the playoffs, but they were 9-8. So 7 wins, it'd be fair to have real big questions about Drake May going into year 3. That's getting ahead of ourselves, though. Let's evaluate Drake May right now. Tim in Brockton wants to do that. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, so what is the number? Because I was listening to it this morning and listening to it with Wiggy. What is the number that he's going to have to be looked at as
the number of what? Wins?
Yes, a number of wins before you guys start placing blame on the O-line and the receivers and the new coaching all this extra stuff, getting married, Drake May.
I think it's hard to give you like a win total necessarily, but I would say like what would my number be? I hope they win 9 games. I'm picking them to win 9, so
over.
9 for me.
10.
But
Yeah, 9-10.
9-10 successful. That's what I say.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
So we agree. Now your subject line says Drake May sucks. Was that your take?
Yeah, you know he's horrible. But look what he did last year. He's so good. Hold on, he's so good that they didn't even want to start him last year. Let's not forget that.
Yeah, but you know they were inept. You know they fired the guy who made that decision.
By that logic, Patrick Mahomes stinks. He didn't play way deeper in his. I mean, that's foolish.
Josh Allen didn't start week 1. It was Nathan Peterman.
Yeah.
No, there are a lot of dumb teams, but like the head coach, I know it wasn't solely his decision, but the head coach and the offensive coordinator that made that decision aren't here. And even Elliott Wolf, if he was involved in that decision, he has less of a role. So I think they acknowledge that was a bad move. That doesn't mean he's bad. It just means the decisions were bad.
I like to think, because I would use that same argument. Everything has to be perfect around Mac Jones. So, Matt, what is Mac Jones? I used to make that exact same argument. I think you've already seen Drake May physically, and we'll see if it all works out. But physically, way more arm strength, way more mobile, way more athletic. Like, I don't really even think there's a comparison between he and Mac Jones. But
yeah.
I'm not going to make that argument about Drake May, that he needs everything around
him. No, you don't
him.
Need everything, but you do need something.
Well, and so this is another way to look at this, Keith. Twitch chat is saying, oh, great, another list. Only for a couple more days. There's only two more days before training camp starts on Wednesday.
List them up.
We'll be there, brag. But, you know, it's a good time for lists.
Yeah, we got a big juicy tier tomorrow, too.
Oh, we do?
Tier Tuesday tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're not doing fears. Somebody suggested we do fears.
We've actually had that suggested a couple of different times, I would assume, from the same number.
Although, Nick, I got an idea for October. Fear Tuesday.
Fear Tuesday.
Something scary every Tuesday.
Something scary.
Something, I don't know
you're saying all month?
For October, yeah.
All month. That's a Fear Tuesday.
Ooh,
it's not
fear
a Tier Tuesday.
Tuesday.
No. It's a Fear Tuesday.
Well, it'll also still be Tier Tuesday.
Gotcha.
But then at a certain time, it'll also be Fear Tuesday.
Okay,
I shut the lights off and try to scare
so
someone.
So what would our tiers for fears look like?
Shout, let it all out.
Yeah, but then what would we be tearing?
Oh, like
our fears?
Our biggest fears.
Oh, so like snakes for you would be shout level.
I'll tell you, Yellow Jackets are moving up the list after they just made a mincemeat out of my arm.
Heights, I don't like heights.
The bees and the cannibals?
I'd be high on mine.
I don't like heights either, turns out.
The bees and the cannibals, I just got what he was saying. Sorry, that flew over my head for a second. Yeah, you don't like heights either?
I don't think so. No.
Well, you should know.
Well, no, I do. Like, I would never consider it like my top fear.
Yeah.
But then you're like at the top of a building or on like a roller, or like, you're on like a Ferris wheel or something. And you're like, I don't love being up here.
Yeah.
It's
It's not my thing.
No, heights would be high on my tears for fears. That's not what we're tearing tomorrow, though.
What about failure?
That should be in there somewhere.
What about being alone?
That'll keep you awake at night. Tossing and turning.
The dark.
Yeah, just... Yeah. Clowns. You hate clowns.
Oh, clowns.
Yeah,
clowns number two. Dentist number three.
No, these are tiers. These aren't ranks.
Oh, well, I thought we were ranking within the tiers. It's like a power ranking within the tier. I would go snakes, clowns, the dentist.
Okay, we're not doing tiers for fears tomorrow, though. We're putting a pin in that. We're going to save that.
We're not doing that. But tomorrow we got a good one. I'm not going to say what it is.
Oh, you're not going to say what
it
is. Okay. I thought you were about to say it.
Well, should I give a hint?
No. Okay, give us some wiggle room.
I've already said too much.
Yeah. We might want to change our minds. But ESPN came out today. Mike Clay, mostly a fantasy guy at ESPN. But he and a few other writers went through. They ranked all the starting lineups in the NFL, Keith. 11 starters on offense, 11 on defense. Patriots checked in 21st. They broke it down by positional groups as well. Biggest strength, biggest weakness, X factor, etc. But the top five rosters in the league, Baltimore, Philly, Detroit, Buffalo, Kansas City. Again, these aren't just skill players. This is the whole starting lineup.
Kansas City, huh?
Yeah,
I think they're still up there.
Well, but like,
I feel like Kansas City's also going to come down this year.
Part of that is Mahomes, Chris Jones. Like, I mean, it's not just, you're not just ranking the supporting cast, the weapons. These are full roster.
So if you take, so this could be a big.
Trent McDuffie, Karlaftis just got paid. Like, they have a good roster.
Yeah, they do. It's pretty good. They get no receivers, though. Running backs or whatever.
Well, they have receivers. They just keep getting suspended, like Rashi Rice.
He's in the clink.
Yeah.
30 days in the slammer.
Yeah.
Not really catching touchdowns in the slammer.
He can serve it whenever he wants, though.
True.
Yeah.
Could he be on, like, the new longest yard team, though? Like, first pick, I got Rice!
Probably be really good.
So, the Patriots, with the 21st ranked starting lineup, if you will, if they make the playoffs, that would be a big Mike Vrabel checkmark. Like, all right, you're taking a roster that's really not that good.
Or Drake May.
Or maybe Drake May.
Yeah.
Because it probably, without Gonzalez, the thing would probably be, like, 28th. Like, Gonzalez probably really tips the scales. Because we were talking about before, just like overall players being represented on these lists. It's like, well, if he's one of the five or six best corners in the league, and you're ranking, I assume only two corners per team on this, you can kind of tip the scales a little bit.
Bottom five rosters, by the way, Patriots checking in at 21, or starting lineups, Tennessee, Jets, Carolina, Cleveland, and New Orleans. A lot of those teams.
New Orleans, bad.
A lot of those teams Patriots are going to be facing this year.
Yeah.
Is another way to look at that
True.
List. One text here, Keith, 617-779-7937. Love the long tees all the way until October. Can't wait for Fear Tuesday.
It's going to be great.
That sounds like a winner.
I'm excited for Fear Tuesday.
That sounds like a winner. You've pitched two ideas today. One we stole from Dan Patrick, apparently.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Sorry.
I don't think he does a Fear Tuesday.
He might.
Let's not even
He's
ask.
Been doing it a long time.
Let's not even ask if Dan Patrick does a
all
Fear
right,
Tuesday.
Fair enough.
617-779-7937. That's how you jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way. At 2 o'clock, you got Hart, you got Fitzy, you got Ball. We'll get you the clip du jour, and it's time for Grab Bag. Grab Bag!
It's time for Grab Bag.
It's time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. Grab Bag is brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Jones, I know you've been out of the country. I don't know if you caught up on a few things, but the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, has some thoughts about a couple of professional sports teams.
Oh?
Yeah. Now, I usually on Twitter assume everything is fake because you don't want to get duped.
It's a good
You don't want to get got.
It's a good default. Right. For instance. Yeah. You don't get duped about the CEO from whatever.
Or not the CEO of Coldplay.
No, the former CEO at Astronomer or whatever it was,
sure,
at the Coldplay concert.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you might get duped by a fake
Me and Lane
statement.
Talked about this last week. I had like a door-to-door salesman come by last week, and I'm like, you might be the most honest person in the world. Like, I just don't trust you.
Yeah.
So I usually operate under the same way when it comes to like things on Twitter. It's mm-hmm. so easy to, as Will Clark would attest, it's so easy with the AI
Good point.
BS that's out there.
Good point.
Long story short, President Trump wants Washington football team to go back to the Redskins.
Uh-huh.
He hates the Commander's name, says he might block them building a stadium unless they switch to Redskins. It's costing them money by being the Commanders. And as an aside, it should be the Cleveland Indians, not the Guardians.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm like, oh, well, that's funny. Like, whatever. Like, no, that's for real.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Now, you're the Guardians fan over here.
I am.
In these parts.
Yeah.
Why don't you start, and then I have a take on this. But how do you, you don't want them to change Guardians because you love Guardians.
I actually liked the Indians, though. I thought the jersey was sweet. The hat was sweet. Yep. I liked all that stuff. But, I mean, if it's offending people, it's offending people. It's who am I to stand in the way of that? If you want to change it, change it. But I loved the original uniform.
Here's what I would say.
The Guardians is kind of a lame name, as is the Commanders.
Here's what I would
actually
say.
Agree with them on that.
And I think this is an apolitical statement, but, you know, people would
good luck.
Always turn it into a
good
political statement.
Good luck, Jones.
I think the president being involved in it is absurd. I would
you do?
I would say that about, I would say that about Biden. If Biden said, hey, you need to change your name from the Redskins, I would say the same thing about Trump saying go back to the Redskins. So I think this is apolitical. Same thing about the Guardians and the Indians. But, yeah, I just think it's wild he's involved in it. But I guess that shouldn't be wild. Not really the president's place.
No.
But, you know, I'm sure people on each side of the aile would cheer or scream about it either way.
I'm sure there's good rational discussion, though, on Twitter. It's a good place to go.
I would imagine.
Like a solid back and forth on
this
topic.
I've seen some good discussion on X. I personally am not on Truth Social. But I bet
there's
a good discussion going on there, too. Blue Sky, I'm sure, really has it covered. I'm sure that's something you want to see, the Blue Sky discussion on this.
Is Nick or is Terp posting all of our stuff to Truth Social? Are we on there? Jones and Keefe on Truth?
Ask. Are we on...
And Blue Skies?
Yeah, I don't know. Are we on Blue Skies and Truth Social? I don't know. We should get on there.
Are they both still going?
Oh, they're going.
I feel like there's always a competition to Twitter. Then they're like, we tried. We're
the
done.
Last time I heard about Blue Skies was when we were trying to get on it during free agency because the internet was down.
Oh, because Twitter was down. Right, so we're like, maybe Schefter's got a Blue Sky.
Are we
there.
On Spaces?
No.
We're not on Spaces?
I don't think so.
Oh, man.
No, what's Threads? Are we on Threads?
Oh, that was the one I was thinking of. Threads. No,
I think you're Spaces on
Spaces. Spaces is on Twitter.
Spaces is like,
Ask Rock. Ask Rock.
No. Threads. That was the joke I was attempting to go for.
Threads is basically Instagram's version of Twitter. And so every
how's
time
that
you,
doing?
I think terribly.
Okay.
Every time you go on Instagram, they're like, "You want to thread this?" I'm like, "No, I just want to put it on Instagram."
I think
you sure you don't want to put this on Threads. People are going wild on Threads. I'm like, they're not.
I think if you just avoid Blue Sky on one side and Truth Social on the other, I think just you stay right there on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
I know what's going on in those streets. It ain't pretty. But I know what to expect. We should expand our horizons, at least our social media stuff on there. Yeah.
What do you think about Colbert getting
Grow the audience.
Colbert?
Yeah. I've never found him funny, to be honest. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Not really.
Yeah.
I think humor, it's a shame.
Oddly
that,
enough, humor is not his thing. It's weird.
No.
Yeah.
Even though, like, I feel like there should be a late show, I also feel like
no, I agree.
They're getting phased out, though. Like,
it doesn't
seem like a must. It's not like appointment television Letterman was.
There should be a late show.
Just not with him?
He shouldn't host it.
No, but I think they're getting rid of the whole thing.
No, though. I know. That's my issue. There should be a late show, but replacing him, no-brainer.
Replace him with Craig Kilborn, who should have had that job.
Yeah, sure.
They pushed him out for some reason. Yeah. Kilborn was electric on the late, late show.
I don't really care who it is. Just bring in a funny person.
Dan Patrick.
Shane Gillis.
Shane Gillis should
there
host
you
it.
Go. Yeah,
now
yeah.
we finally
now,
agree
now
on
we're cooking. Yeah.
Grab bag, grab the grab bag, bag, grab bag, grab a bag, bag, and another grab bag, grab and go grab bag.
Scottie Scheffler won the Open.
Mm.
He's now got three of the four legs of the old Grand Slam.
Mm-hmm.
That's Scottie Scheffler. I saw a great tweet over the weekend. Somebody said, he's talking about Rory McIlroy. They're like going into Sunday. They're like, what's Rory going to have to shoot to win the Open? And the response was, Scottie Scheffler.
I had not seen that. And I doubt he'll get to Tiger levels, okay? But we'll see.
Whoop.
But the idea of the start to his career, they showed a graphic yesterday.
Yeah, he's dominant.
It's the same amount from the start of his career, not age-wise, but from the start of his career to where he's at, it took the exact same amount of days as Tiger Woods to win four majors.
Yeah.
So the greatest compliment to Scheffler is I didn't really watch a ton yesterday because it was such a foregone conclusion he was going to win.
Is he now, I haven't followed the betting closely, is he like Scheffler versus the field like Tiger was, or is it still not? He'd be plus money still.
I don't even think he's worth, well, I say this, although I've seen tweets that if you just bet Scheffler every tournament he's been in since the start of his career,
Makes sense.
You just bet him to win every single tournament, you would outperform like, whatever index. But you do better on your return.
Yeah.
But I don't even feel like he's worth betting these days because he's such an overwhelming favorite in these tournaments. But shame on me. Egg on my face. I could have bet Scheffler this weekend at plus 400 and made some money.
I'm trying to use Grab bag.
This is not right.
What?
Text line, it was Craig Ferguson who was on the Late Late Show after Letterman. Yeah, at one point, but Kilbourn was on before
Well, that was the Daily
Ferguson.
Show. You're thinking of the Daily Show, no?
Oh, Kilbourn did both. Kilbourn did the Daily Show before Jon Stewart.
And then he went to the Late Late Show?
Then he did the show after Letterman.
Got it.
And then he got replaced by Ferguson.
Got it.
Trust me, I watched many, many, many late nights with Craig Kilbourn.
I didn't watch a lot of the...
Sick brag.
Yeah, you got it. That's right.
I didn't watch a lot of the Ferguson show. I'd assume Mimi was kind of his Ed McMahon, right? She was kind
of
there
on
the show.
There
I would
all
assume
the time,
she
yeah.
was doing that, yeah.
He was hilarious.
Yeah.
No, Fitzy actually told me this. Craig Ferguson wouldn't even like write his monologue. He'd just like show up and just like spit.
Somebody else wrote yeah. his monologue. Oh.
No. Like everything was just like off the top.
So it wasn't
like, I got stuff to talk about. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually impressive.
That was pretty crazy.
Extemporaneous speaking, mm-hmm. yeah.
This is...
Grab bag.
All right, we got to uniform police something here. Nick, we have a new uniform to take a look
oh,
at.
Oh, good.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
It's Jones and Keith, Fashion Police.
I think the Fashion Police thing is really taking off because during the show, we've gotten multiple texts about, have you guys seen...
This is true.
...the Pittsburgh Steelers uniform that is going to be making its way to a field... this year. So Terp can go ahead and throw those up on Twitter and on or I'm sorry, Twitch and YouTube if
and,
you're watching the show there.
And while you're at it, yeah. Truth and Blue Sky.
It, yeah. They're all on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you can put them on there too.
So here they are. So that's on delay, John. So right here. So Terp has it up. That is a yellow jersey with black like lines kind of or like rectangles across
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It and then like a crisscross on top. It's also
it
got...
It looks like a vertical Twitter poll.
It does. It yeah. does. With like a V, though.
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of an homage to the Gotham City Rogues from The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay.
But it's gold...
Woof.
Or like a yellow jersey and then
Woof.
Gold pants.
Now, let me tell...
So they're different color yellow gold. They shouldn't be together.
Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, great point. The pants look terrible.
Yeah.
The pants look like they weren't washed properly.
Right. Those are dirty old pants.
Right. But the helmet... The helmet's kind of fire.
Not really.
The helmet looks good.
Their helmet is a classic helmet. They go with the black and then whatever that,
but that
logo
looks,
is.
That yeah, looks
is
good.
It's a yellow helmet. I feel like all the yellows are different.
Yeah.
It's a yellow helmet, jersey, pants, which are all different variations of yellow.
Yeah, it's true. The jersey's like a highlighter yellow. The helmet's more gold and the pants are just.
Although I
know
do like how they got the Muth, Friermuth, yeah. showing these bad boys off.
That's who that is?
Yes, the move.
So refresh my memory. What's the scale?
0 to 100.
That's a zero. That's a zero. I just couldn't remember how low we went. That's horrible.
It is.
Don't you like yellow?
I do. No. I think orange.
He's
we found out.
Guy.
I thought you loved the yellow Chargers ones that came out last week.
Ooh, well, I did.
Like the
I did
ones.
Like those.
No, these are terrible. These.
Yeah.
They need to get rid of these. This is one of the worst ones we've ever done on the Fashion Police.
So,
throw these in the trash.
I will say this, and maybe this flies in the face of my zero. Rating,
yeah,
uniform policing these, but
I'll go zero as well.
It might not even be their worst. Like, what's the crappy Bumblebee
yeah.
one that they already wear?
So the
that,
old school one that yeah. they wear sometimes, also horrible.
So I think they got rid of that for this one.
But I think
the same pants.
I actually think this one is a mild improvement over that. So maybe I'll amend this. This is a one. That other one is a
it's
zero.
Complete garbage.
Or should we go Robert Parrish double zero?
Double zero for
yeah.
this?
Yeah, it's
maybe.
A mess.
Yeah.
99 restaurants.
Grab bag. Chris Paul going back to the Clippers for year 21.
Yes.
CP3 with the LAC.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think one of the most overrated players of all time.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a lot of accolades.
Not
that
a winner.
Kind of thing.
A lot of losing.
A lot of losing is right.
And like just hated by all of his peers.
Yeah.
Not a popular player.
Although LeBron likes him.
No. LeBron likes him, but the yeah. majority of the league, not a fan.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Will Levis going to be out for the season, sadly.
Oh.
Yeah,
Levis. Tease and beast.
Levis is out.
Yeah.
Every day that I am making
grab bag.
Your boy Terry Rozier.
Oh.
Some information came out about Terry Rozier.
This I saw.
There were some curious betting in regards to Terry Rozier player props a couple of years ago.
It was like one game, there were like a million
30
bets.
30 bets on the under Terry Rozier. Unders across the board.
You know, with Rozier, smart.
Good bets.
Yeah, good bets.
Good bets.
A lot of good bets.
But it was a lot of money, and it was for one game, and it was the game in which he played, then checked out with a foot injury. Yeah, he bailed on the game. Terry Rozier, two scandals.
Yeah, he was part of the Louisville recruiting scandal, right?
The
with Patino
scandal,
yeah,
with hookers.
Yeah, well, yeah. you got to keep all your Patino scandals separated.
Now, this was the one. Yeah, they had some pretty intense recruiting methods.
Yeah, I'll say. So you got to keep your Patino scandals separate, and now you got to
he's shaving points.
Now you got to keep your Rozier scandals separate. Wow.
And then people are like, "Oh, scary Terry! What a great player! He sucked."
Well, he didn't suck.
He was not good.
He was
overrated.
I think we all got a little caught up in it. And he was overrated. Yeah.
Scary Terry, yeah. Please.
And I would just like to start a cheer. Let's go.
Grab bag.
Let's go.
Ooh, Dark and Stormy Night says Rozier threw game 7 against the Cavs.
Yeah, it could be.
I think if you look at that box score, a lot of guys were throwing that game.
Rozier was only good at home.
Rozier, yeah. they were all throwing that
game. That's true.
Yeah.
WNBA All-Star game this weekend. Unfortunately, Caitlin Clark could not play.
Oh.
Team Collier defeated Team Clark. 151-131.
But she wasn't in there.
No, there was no Caitlin Clark. And there was a lot of discussion after the game because the players were wearing shirts that said, "Pay us what you owe us."
Saw that. Was that a Rihanna homage? What was that? Yeah.
Because they jellifus us. Yeah. So they put that on their shirts.
They jellifus us.
They put that out there. So people are all hot and bothered about that. But Kelsey Plum, former Miss Darren Waller.
Sure.
They were asking her about the shirt. She's like, "Yeah, we're united on this. This is great." She's like, "I don't want to tell tales out of school, but like nobody from Team Clark was in the meeting for this." So she like buries Caitlin Clark and all
nice.
That. So it's like we're together, but we're not.
Get her.
It's like you realize if you are going to get paid more money, it's because of this girl.
Yeah.
But if you want to rip her the whole time, that's fine too.
Well, yeah, but she's. I think the point probably is she's Brady wasn't a super pro-union guy raising all boats for his fellow man. Brady's like, "I'm doing pretty well for myself. I'm not real worried about you guys.
I'm doing okay."
Maybe she's in that same
boat.
Maybe
just play better.
I like the
She does make $78,000.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, in
from
salary.
From WNBA.
Yeah, but then in endorsements.
Like millions and millions and millions.
Yeah.
But now the league is expanding. They're adding teams. It costs, I think, $250 million to buy a team, whereas however many years ago it cost like two. So you might not like how the players are going about asking for more money, but they should get more money. They're getting like 9% of the entire revenue.
I like the Shane Gillis joke at the ESPYs, Keith.
He had two different WNBA jokes that were very good.
Oh, well, I think he had two Caitlin Clark jokes.
I didn't count those.
What we have in common is we're both from the Midwest and have nailed a lot of threes.
A lot of threes.
Good joke.
That was good.
Yeah.
He also had the Trump impression about meeting the New York Liberty, which is very funny.
Wow, you're huge.
He had a lot of good stuff.
Good.
I love playing two-hand touch, eating way too much, watching my team win with the
grab bag.
All right, Jones. Are the Red Sox in first place?
No.
No, they're not.
No.
Okay. Grab bag.
Do you want your daily Rafael Devers update?
Oh, please.
Well, you're going to get one, Rafi. Hate to break it to you. They are currently... he's hitting 206
nice.
For the Giants. They are 2.5 games out.
So it's come up. Well, that's gone down. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And they just got swept by the Blue Jays. The Giants have lost 5 straight games.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab, bag, 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 grab, grab, bag.
Sox were winners yesterday, so let's get to our Hogdale. Call the game.
0-1 pitch. Swung on. This is lifted by Bregman. Left field, high and deep. It continues to carry. It's going to get in the stands. A 3-run home run. Bregman busts this game open. It's a 5-1 ball game. The Sox, they lead by 4. Let's go.
He's working clean call.
I think listening to that, Hogdale got a little thrown off. I got thrown off by the same thing watching
like
real time.
An uppercut swing.
And Pomerantz kind of gave like a point to it. Like, oh, that's staying in. So, like, that threw me off a little bit, too. So, I'm with Hog on that. Yeah, it took a second.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's
Random. Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
Oh, man. I got to do this first, sadly. We have breaking news. Don't you have to play the sounder. According to TMZ, we have a celebrity death.
Oh, no.
Malcolm Jamal Warner. Theo from The Cosby Show.
You know what? I saw
54 years old.
I saw some chatter on this on Twitch. I wasn't, as you, Keith, I like to, be sure something's real. I saw some scuttlebutt on this on Twitch.
That is tough.
You said 54?
54.
Ugh.
That is tough stuff.
Yeah. No, for sure. That's terrible. It.
Okay. Anyway, random baseball player of the day, Jones. We have a former Philly, as the Red Sox are playing the Philadelphia Phillies. He's a man who pitched for the Rangers, Dodgers, Snakes, and Red Sox as well. A one-time All-Star, 14 years in the majors, debuted 1999, hung him up after the 2012 season.
Okay. And what side was he throwing from?
He'd throw you from the right side. So also, if needed.
Not Real Cormier. Okay.
And there was a time where it was needed in the NL. Yeah. He hit from the right side as well.
True.
Okay. He was an All-Star. His one All-Star season was 2002 with the Phillies, where he went 14-11 with a 3.28 ERA, 206 innings.
What year was he with the Red Sox?
2012.
Oh, so at the end.
2012 out of the pen. He was a starter everywhere else. That's actually early in his career. Maybe he came out of the pen, but most of the years in Philly, starter, Texas starter.
Okay, 2012, if I remember right, was the year where they had to. By the end of the year, they had to like find pitchers from like all over the majors.
Oh, was that the Bruce Chen year?
Wasn't Smoltz pitching that year?
See, no, I think he was earlier than that.
Smoltz
but like,
was earlier. He was like,
so it's not Bruce Chen.
Bruce Chen
was
not Bruce
lefty,
Chen,
but
no,
it
no.
was yeah, but it was that year where they had to like
Cormier.
Bring it. No, I guess Cormier. I was thinking Cormier as well. That's also what I was thinking.
He hit 17 batters in 2006, which led the league. So there's that.
Okay, so it sounds like the guy.
One-time All-Star.
He'll uncork it on you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Three times, at least 200 innings pitched in a year.
Don't isolate that.
4.32 career ERA. So he's basically Charlie Morton.
Okay. Yeah, he's a slightly worse Charlie Morton. Yeah. Less All-Star games, higher ERA, a slightly worse.
Text line has
they do?
It. And Twitch. Okay. Has it.
I still haven't looked, but I feel like I got nothing. We got two Real Cormier guesses.
It's not Real.
And then it wasn't Bruce Chen. Either.
Real Cormier.
They're all lefties.
This guy is a righty.
Scott Williamson?
Not Scott Williamson.
Nope. I got nothing.
One-time All-Star?
Who is it? Should I look?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll look.
Read it off.
Top text. Look at the text line. You have the text line up?
Vicente Padilla?
He got it!
Vicente Padilla.
I do remember him.
All-star pitcher.
Huh.
Yep.
I don't remember him on the Red Sox.
Yeah, 2012. I don't remember that either. Pitched out of the pen. Yeah.
Was it Vicente or Vince? It was Vicente, right?
Vicente?
Yeah, there was no N.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Vicente.
I would have accepted both.
Okay. You're like, I'm sorry.
I would have taken both.
I'm sorry. It was actually Vicente.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, wrong.
Stock Jeopardy rules.
Padilla.
True. As soon as you say Padilla, you get it.
That's a good call. All right. Well, that is our random ball player of the day. Every day in the grab bag here on Jones and Keith. Stay tuned. We'll get you the clip du jour and check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
All right. Back here on Jones and Keith, WEEI. The Central music?
It's Sting.
Got it. Oh, that makes sense, Nick. Nick knows what he's doing. I don't. I really don't know what I'm doing around the house. But, Jones, let me ask you this. Are you ready for the clip du jour?
Oh. Sounds fantastic. What's the clip du jour?
I'm so glad you asked. It's the clip of the day. And today, I had to tell you what happened to me over the weekend. It was me getting stung by a yellow jacket.
Got it.
Yeah, I got stung. Also, over the weekend, Jones, I had a little bit of a yellow jacket's nest happening.
Oh, a little bit of one? Yeah.
Oh, I got
sick brag, bro.
So, like, behind my, doorbell, the doorbell doesn't work, but there's still a doorbell there.
Say that again. What doesn't work? The door or the doorbell doesn't?
Doorbell doesn't. The door still works.
Because of all the yellow jackets.
No, it's unrelated.
Oh, okay.
It's been there like this for a while.
Okay.
So then I'm out there with, a spray can.
Uh-huh.
One got on me and didn't leave. Look at this.
Wow!
This is from, 3 days ago.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Still giant red mark, and it hurts to the touch. Guys got in there.
But
good.
It looks, it at least looks like it doesn't, it's not like raised at all.
It was yesterday.
Yeah.
It was up there pretty good. This bastard got on there, and I tried smacking him off. He got me twice.
Nice.
I was like, oh!
Smacked him off. Nice.
I killed a lot of his brothers and sisters, but man, did it hurt.
Yeah.
You forget how much the stupid little bee sting hurts.
It was a Pyrrhic victory for the yellow jacket, but it was, and yet.
He got me good.
A victory, though.
Nah,
okay.
He got me. I don't know if I'm supposed to urinate on it or what, but something needs to give. I still feel it.
You need someone else's urine.
Well,
Well, yeah.
Your own urine, I think.
Well, never
mind. Yeah, no, you'd be resistant to it. You're lucky you're so young. That would have killed Charlie Morton.
It would have killed him.
It would have taken him out.
That's how we got talking about it.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton.
Right.
Charlie Morton.
Andy Hart's here. You want to volunteer to take care of that bee sting spot there?
That is pretty red. It's and like pretty large.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like
allergy,
legit stings.
Potentially?
I hope not. Not that I know of.
No, yeah, not by now.
Evolving allergy?
I think he just really laid in there.
He was a killer.
Yeah, oh, he was mad.
You said once one gets in there, they kind of mark you, and then the rest all kind of zip in there.
They send a thing out. Oh,
like turkeys. He marked you.
They were darting after me.
So now, does that like go beyond yesterday? Is that like
probably.
A mark that, so if you go outside now,
run to the car.
Do they smell that?
Yeah, they know.
Oh, yeah. Is there
they're
like
pissed.
A shelf life on that? He's the one who killed our cousins.
He killed Chucky.
We heard about him.
Yeah, it's not good. It's convenient, though, right next to the door going into the house. Great spot for one.
Crossover brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You got to try the new burgers at the Nines. They're bigger, bolder, and beefier. They're half-pound, 100% American Angus beef. It's sure to please. Try the new bourbon onion burger and get more ang for your buck. You got to love the Nines. What's coming up on Afternoons today?
So we'll react to the weekend that was for the Boston Red Sox. You lost the series, but you avoided the sweep. And I think I'm turning into a Sox honk.
Ooh,
because in my mind, I was like,
hey, good series.
Good series, and really, one inning, three batters made you lose the series. Walk, walk, home run, and you lose game one. If that inning goes differently, those three batters go differently, you take two out of three from the Cubs, one of the best teams in baseball, boom, you're rolling, baby.
You're going to what if
another
right
one
into the
series.
World Series the way you're going.
I like this. I follow this logic. This is good. Yeah.
And I feel, I know we have the stat of the day, the week, the month, the year, whatever it is.
That's trademarked by Dan
Patrick. Okay, whatever it is, babyface Terp back there with the clean shave came up with the stat of the year, and I could not feel better about this record that's the same as the last 2 years than ever.
Yeah, it's definitely better.
Crochet, Chapman, they're built like a good baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they fade, whether they do anything, I want nothing to do with Charlie Morton. So
no?
Screw Charlie Morton.
You want
Morton.
Chaz Morton coming in here?
There's some others
out
there.
Sound like a bit of an ageist, quite frankly. Yeah,
definitely.
Let the man pitch.
Yeah. We'll talk about some of those budding options that are not named Joe Ryan, still top of my list. There was one column I read, which was Mason Miller talk. I'm always involved in Mason Miller talk.
Yeah. That.
And then when we get into the Patriots, 4 o'clock football hour, big question will be best and worst case scenario for the Patriots this year.
Okay.
What's the absolute best case scenario? What's the worst case scenario? And where does reality lie? Probably somewhere in between.
Yeah,
but
it's
training camp week, baby.
I know. I'm excited.
Football's here.
We're going to be down there on Wednesday.
Football's here.
We're all fired up.
Can you believe that?
I know. I can't. Well, Vrabel tomorrow.
Vrabes. Camp on Wednesday?
Whew. Football's here.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.